Ladies and gentlemen, I heard some sighs on that. You know, I just have to say that this has been a real complex presentation. For anybody to expect the commission to act on it this evening, that wouldn't allow anybody on the commission to give any thought to the presentation that's been made by the applicant and certainly the extensive presentation that's been made by the people in opposition. So take that into account. What I would suggest would be that you watch the agendas online, which is sussexcountyde.gov, because it will be put back on an agenda for further consideration. In addition, this will be considered by the planning and, the county council at an upcoming county council meeting, which will also be on a county council agenda, and you should monitor sussexcountyde.gov for that as well.
You get to do all this again.
Just settle down. If I might add to what the council just stated, if you think this was delightful the first time, please sit at my office when I listen to this entire public hearing, the full hearing, the second time. It's really fun.
I have a question. Does it mean that what you said, does that mean that you don't have to make a decision before it goes to the county council?
It's scheduled. There's a time period by which the Planning and Zoning Commission has to act on this, and it's scheduled for...
It's in June.
Yeah, it's in June, and the timing is that, the county council likes to have a recommendation from planning and zoning. It doesn't always work that way, depending on whether the record's held open or different timing issues. They will have the public hearing regardless of whether there's a recommendation from this body. They will not act on it until there's a recommendation from this body.
Sure, what is it?
Is there an opportunity to submit more information?
Not for our record. Our record's
the record's still open. Everything that was in the record for planning and zoning, along with the recommendation of planning and zoning, everything in the record that was submitted tonight will become part of the record of county council. And that hearing hasn't happened, so you can submit anything you want between now and the county council hearing.
Right. For your county council hearing, you could submit till the cows come home. Our record's closed, but their record's open, so go for it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. You're welcome. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our agenda. However, we do have one other item that we need to address. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to keep quiet and keep moving. We still have a meeting going on, okay? We're not done. We're done with you, but we're not done, okay? So if you would be so kind as to exit quickly and quietly so we can continue doing what we do. Okay. The only order of business we have left this evening is in regard to our dear and departing friend, Mr. Abbott. This marks his last planning and zoning hearing, and I must say, you picked a good one.
Sure. Lawrence stuck me with a good
one. Yeah, Lawrence stuck you with a good one. It was a great meeting. And I just want to say, for the record and on the record, on behalf of all of our commission members, past and present, that we are just are profoundly grateful for the good job that you've done for how many years?
31 years.
For 31 years for
Three
this
weeks.
For Sussex County.
And
2 days, yeah. For Sussex County, and it's going to be a very strange place without you, Shane. You really have been, and I think Rod had a few remarks he wanted to make. And
Shane, we have a surprise for you. I put together a PowerPoint presentation that's going to go in memories of a young Shane Abbott joining the Planning and Zoning Department 31 years ago. No, we certainly do appreciate your service. You truly were a gentleman. Always enjoyed whatever you said, had a lot of weight to it. You truly did speak softly and carry a big stick, and you will be missed by everyone on the commission, I'm sure. Cue the PowerPoint.
Okay.
You're here, Mr. Abbott. Yeah. Thank you so much. Appreciate your service.
I would just agree with that. I've sat next to Shane now for 12 years or 13 years. I can't remember how long it's been, and I've appreciated all the help he's given me and advice and information. He doesn't ask a lot of questions, during the public hearings, but he's been a great resource of information sitting next to me. whenever you all ask a question specific to the zoning code, and I have no clue what the answer is sometimes, and he knows it right off the top of his head, or an application, or whatever it's been.
Institutional memory is astounding, and we're really going to miss that.
So, Chairman, I just would also like to mention his creativity when he used to bring his TV in and keep it up.
That wasn't me.
Only when the Orioles were playing.
That was the previous attorney.
Since I had the opportunity to hire Mr. Abbott.
There you go.
Watch him grow, and he got smarter than most folks. He moved to Bridgeville.
All right.
Well, I just want to go on record saying that I appreciate all the questions you ask, Shane.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'll make the comment that Shane's always been helpful to us when we were very active.
Here, here.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Oh, by golly, you've earned the right to say that. That's for sure.
Thank you for 31 years, Shane.
Thank you.
You've done a good job.
You're not quitting life, though, Shane. I mean, you're going on. You're leaving the county.
It's been a pleasure working with you guys. I think Marty's the out of this group the least tenured, but it's what, 5 or 6 years?
6 years.
True, I mean, yeah. I looked at the sign out in the foyer today. I counted up the 16 different commission members.
Is that right?
That I've worked for.
Wow, that's great, Shane.
5 county administrators, but I didn't count county councilmen.
How many are still alive? That's bad.
Joe.
That's a good question.
I was sitting around the house the other night just trying to go off memory how many commission members I've been associated with, and it couldn't come up with all of them until I...
We've had some characters, too.
But it's been a pleasure working for each of you.
Well, listen, it's been great. We're, again, profoundly thankful for your years of service and for your friendship. And, you know, you can come back and see us anytime.
Yeah.
And with that, we stand adjourned. Peace and heart.